This is JIS News. Coming up, over $600 million budgeted for infrastructural work at several schools. Prime Minister reiterates call for parents to read with their children, and Jamaica on track to meet Irish potato consumption demand. The news in detail after this message.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert system and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. The government is to spend $615 million this fiscal year to undertake infrastructural works at several educational institutions across the island. This is contained in the 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure now before the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament. Of the allocation, $388.4 million will be used to provide improved sanitary facilities and additional classroom spaces in select educational institutions. Another $100 million will be used to facilitate the installation of proper sewage systems in 52 primary schools, 25 in Clarendon, 14 in St. Catherine, and 13 in St. Elizabeth. $66.5 million will go towards carrying out renovation and refurbishing works at 28 schools in order to provide additional spaces in infant departments. The remaining $60 million will fund the establishment of 3 diagnostic centers for children with special education needs. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging parents to take greater interest in promoting literacy. The Prime Minister says in order for Jamaica to prosper, children must be afforded the opportunity to develop, pointing out that learning to read is the first step in the process.
Parents need to see to the attendance of their children to school and to ensure, even if they themselves cannot read, but take the child, sit the child down and say, no, you do your homework. And sometimes to check with the teachers to see how that child is progressing.
The Prime Minister was speaking with JIS News at the Greenwich Town All-Age School on Wednesday. Mrs. Simpson-Miller visited the school to read to students as part of activities for National Reading Week 2014, being observed April 7 to 11. $14.5 million has been budgeted by the government to continue work on the National Policy and Plan of Action on International Migration and Development this year. The allocation is outlined in the 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure, now before the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament. Several activities are anticipated to take place this year under the project being implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica. These include policy approval by Cabinet, development of an implementation plan, and monitoring and evaluation system for the policy. These activities are expected to significantly advance the project's objectives, which include the formulation of a diaspora policy. The project started May 2011 and has seen the establishment of a National Working Group on International Migration and Development and 8 subcommittees, as well as a situational analysis being developed. And chairman of the National Irish Potato Program, Donald Robinson, is reporting that more than 1,400 tons of Irish potato have been reaped from 142 hectares of farmland over the past 6 months. This as the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries continues to promote local production of Irish potatoes to meet the current consumption demand of 33 million pounds per year. Mr. Robinson says in the latter part of 2013, the ministry convened a committee to examine the state of Irish potato production and devise a strategy to increase output.
We set a target of some 1,250 hectares, which should more or less give us up to about 90% of our annual production. That would meet our consumption. And we break it down into 3 major planting seasons. Starting with the fall season, we targeted some 600 hectares to be planted. The second planting season will be the spring season, and we targeted some 600 hectares to be planted in the spring season. And there's a small acreage of 50 hectares that will be planted in the summer in Manchester.
The National Irish Potato Program, launched in October 2013, involves 2,500 farmers across 9 parishes. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.